Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Prime Minister's address at the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday night addressed the 22nd meeting of ASEAN-India Summit held in Malaysia's capital Kuala Lumpur virtually. This was Prime Minister Modi's 12th participation in the summit. Modi touched upon different important aspects which can unleash the full economic potential of member nation for the benefit of people and for further strengthening of regional cooperation. Let us talk more on it with Ashok Sajjanharji, who has been India's envoy to different countries during his illustrious over 3 decades in the Indian Foreign Service. Sir, before we discuss further, first of all, please share some information on this 11-member grouping and about its importance. Just a brief as to what is it all about.
The ASEAN grouping started as a 5-member grouping in 1967. On the 8th of August 1967, 5 countries got together. Basically, it was set up as a security platform because that was the time when communism was raising its head. So these 5 countries, they got together, that is Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, Malaysia, and one more. And Brunei in 1984, then the Myanmar and Vietnam, they also joined this grouping in the 1990s. And for the first time, we have seen an expansion of this grouping this year when the 11th member, which had applied in 2011. So after 14 years, that has also been admitted. So it is a very important grouping because it is, in terms of the number of people, population, it's about 680 million people. And in terms of GDP, it is about $3.9 trillion. So it is very comparable to the total GDP of India, which is about $4 trillion, a little more than $4 trillion. And it is about 50% of India's population. And it has emerged as a very important, significant, not only trade grouping, but also in strategic terms, in terms of ensuring peace, security, stability, and prosperity in the region and the world. The last point I'll make is that its intra-ASEAN trade is about 25%. Of its total trade, which is very significant, just next to that of the European Union, which has about a little more than 50% of its trade is amongst its own member states.
Prime Minister Modi also talked about its importance. Let's listen it.
Bharat aur ASEAN milkar vishwa ki lagbhag ek chauthai jansankhya ko represent karte hain. Hum sirf geography hi share nahi karte. Hum gehre aitihasik sambandhon और साझे मूल्यों की डोर से भी जुड़े हुए हैं. हम ग्लोबल साउथ के सहयात्री हैं. हम केवल व्यापारिक नहीं, सांस्कृतिक साझेदार भी हैं. आसियान भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी का मुख्य स्तंभ है. भारत सदैव आसियान सेंट्रलिटी और इंडो पैसिफिक पर आसियान के आउटलुक का पूर्ण समर्थन करता रहा है.
We'll talk more on what exactly he talked about during his address, but one important point that Prime Minister emphasized is on early review of the ASEAN-India Free Trade Agreement. And the Prime Minister said it can unleash the full economic potential, and I will quote, he said, our relationship for the benefit of our peoples and further strengthening of regional cooperation. How do you see the importance of this Free Trade Agreement?
This is a very significant element in terms of the partnership between India and ASEAN. It was signed in 2009. Just to give a background of that, the negotiations started in 2002 when bilateral trade between India and ASEAN was in the range of about $12 million. By 2009, it had increased to about $72-73 billion. So it was a very significant increase. But since then, we see that today it is in the range of about $123 billion. The imports of India from ASEAN are in the range of about $83-84 billion. And exports from India to ASEAN are only in the range of about $40 billion. So it has not really helped us all that much. Ever since this agreement was signed in 2009, it is called the ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement. So ever since it was signed, the imports by India from ASEAN, they have gone up, but our exports to ASEAN have not gone up commensurately. So we had requested the ASEAN that we should have a review of this, the provisions of this ITGA, and see how its implementation can be improved, what are the provisions that need to be changed. That started in 2022. This review started in 2022. And it was hoped that within 3 years, that is by 2025, we would be able to complete the review. But it is my understanding that the review has been moving rather slowly. But in response to what the Honorable Prime Minister mentioned about the review of ITGA, the current chair of ASEAN, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, the Prime Minister of Malaysia, he said that we hope to complete the review by the end of 2025. So we'll really have to wait and see whether this is done. And as the Prime Minister has mentioned, once this review is done, I think it will draw up very many opportunities for India to enhance its export to the ASEAN countries and expand our partnership in the area of trade in goods, also services, also investments, because there is a great deal of untapped potential between ASEAN and India in expanding their cooperation in the area of trade and investment.
Malaysia is also the chair of ASEAN now. It's heading it. And you also mentioned about Malaysian Prime Minister. Let's listen in what Malaysian Prime Minister has said during this ASEAN summit.
ASEAN-India dialogue relations for us remain a force for stability, for mutual prosperity. And with your strides in economic advancement in various fields, I'm sure it will be beneficial both to India and ASEAN.
Malaysian Prime Minister raised a very important point of stability. And if I could take a leaf out of yesterday's Prime Minister's address, Prime Minister Modi talked about the issue of terrorism. He said that terrorism is a serious challenge to global peace and security and stressed the importance of unity in the fight against terrorism. What steps ASEAN nations are taking or they need to take to check this menace?
This is a very important issue. In fact, in all our conversations with all our partners, whether they are ASEAN or European Union or even at the bilateral level, whether it is with Russia or with the United States, we take up this issue of dealing with terrorism, of countering terrorism. Because it is not only India that has been afflicted by terrorism, but it is all these countries, and particularly in ASEAN also, we have seen that there have been a large number of cases of terrorist action. And in fact, India has great experience and it can share its own experience with all the other countries, particularly with ASEAN countries, both at the bilateral as well as at the institutional level. So I think we really need to have many more interactions in terms of our officials who are dealing with intelligence gathering, with sharing of this information with each other, so that we are able to deal with this scourge, with this menace, to the benefit of our people and to the benefit of our countries.
There was adoption of the ASEAN-India Joint Leaders Statement on Sustainable Tourism to Strengthen Tourism Cooperation. Do you see tourism growing in India from ASEAN nations, or the other way around, means the Indians going to the ASEAN nation? Do you see there is a scope for further growth in tourism? How do you see this potential in this sector?
I think this is an area with huge possibilities, with huge potential. In fact, both the countries had decided to announce 2025 as an ASEAN-India Year of Tourism. And so there have been a number of programs, a number of extensive promotion of India in the ASEAN countries and vice versa. And we have seen that during about 10 months of this year, tourism from both sides has developed, has grown very significantly, very greatly. And this agreement that has been signed between the two sides on sustainable tourism, I think that is going to help the both sides in improving this. There are huge benefits to tourism. It's not only enhances people-to-people contact. You would recall that the Prime Minister mentioned about this people-to-people contact also in his address. And this will also facilitate job creation for people. This will also facilitate businesses. And of course, it will increase exposure of people from one country to the other. And that will help business, promotion of business, commercial cooperation, and have ripple effects, positive ripple effects in the other areas also.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will continue its role as a first responder in times of crisis in the neighborhood and further strengthen cooperation in disaster preparedness and HADR, which is humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. Before we discuss on this important aspect, let's listen as to what Prime Minister exactly said on it.
Bharat har aapda mein apne ASEAN mitron ke saath majbooti se khada raha hai. HADR समुद्री सुरक्षा और ब्लू इकोनॉमी में हमारा सहयोग तेजी से बढ़ रहा है. इसको देखते हुए हम 2026 को आसियान इंडिया ईयर ऑफ मैरिटाइम कोऑपरेशन घोषित कर रहे हैं. साथ ही हम एजुकेशन, टूरिज्म, साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी, हेल्थ, ग्रीन एनर्जी और साइबर सिक्योरिटी में आपसी सहयोग को भी मजबूती से आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं.
Ashok sir, how do you see Prime Minister's assertion on this very important aspect of blue economy and HADR?
I think he speaks about the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, and that has emerged as one of the very strong points as far as India is concerned. You would recall that it is not only in our neighborhood, but in very many faraway places. For instance, it goes back to the tsunami time of December 2004. When India had sprung into action as soon as the tsunami took place, whether it was in Thailand, it was in Timor-Leste, in many other countries in that region, India had provided support. More recently, whether it was in Turkey or Syria when the earthquake took place, India was one of the first countries to reach there to provide support. So India's capacity to reach out and provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief has become very strong. And it is visible not only in our neighborhood, like what happens in Maldives or happens in Nepal or other neighboring places, but even in faraway places, we have developed that capacity. So that is something that the Prime Minister pitched in terms of what we can offer to the ASEAN countries. And then he also mentioned that we should, both India and ASEAN, will mark 2026 as the ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation, in which there is the issue of maritime security as also blue economy and, of course, HADR. So it is maritime security because this whole area where, particularly as far as the seas are concerned, where the ASEAN countries are located, that is the South China Sea, that has become a very contested area because China has been expanding its footprint. It has drawn what is called the nine-dashed line, and it says that countries cannot come into that region without seeking China's concurrence and approval. While India and the ASEAN countries have been speaking about the freedom of navigation, freedom of overflight, and we have in the ASEAN outlook for the Indo-Pacific and India's initiative in the same regard, Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, we have been talking about the freedom of navigation, freedom of overflights, and maritime domain awareness. So this is a very important area. And along with that, the Prime Minister also mentioned about taking advantage and benefits of the blue economy, because blue economy, whether it is in terms of fisheries or minerals, it has a great deal to offer to the countries of this region.
That's right. You explained to us in detail various aspects of Prime Minister Modi's address at the ASEAN India Summit. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much indeed.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's address at the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.